Offside.
Siva pot vodi me.
Trumpova cesta u Karabah.
Če srci.
Armenski premier Nikol Pašinjan in azerbajdžanski predsednik Ilham Alijev sta v petek v Washingtonu z ameriškim predsednikom Donaldom Trumpom kot pričo podpisala dogovor o parafiranju mirovnega sporazuma med Armenijo in Azerbajdžanom. Parafirani mirovni sporazum, ki končuje 37 let trajajoč in dolgo zamrznjeni konflikt, priznava azerbajdžansko oblast nad septembra 2023 zasedenim Gorskim Karabahom. Dogovor o parafiranju pa vsebuje točko, ki podeljuje Združenim državam Amerike ekskluzivno pravico razvoja Zangezurskega koridorja, ki preko armenskega ozemlja ob iranski meji povezuje glavno azerbajdžansko ozemlje z njegovo avtonomno esklavo, Nahičevan. Koridor je ob tem dobil novo poimenovanje, in sicer Trumpova cesta mednarodnega miru in razcveta, krajše TRIP. Trump je dejal, da je počaščen, a da se tega ni domislil sam. Zato čast se zahvaljuje Armencem. Da bo čast še večja, sta Alijev in Pašinjan razglasila Trumpa za vrednega Nobelove nagrade za mir. Hvaležen za hvaležnost je ameriški predsednik z Armenijo in Azerbajdžanom podpisal še trgovske in energetske sporazume. Trump je v objavi na njemu osebno namenjeni kopiji Twitterja Truth Social dejal, da gre za uradno ceremonijo ob podpisu mirovnega sporazuma. Zasluge za konec vojne pripisal svojemu posredništvu in se pozabil zahvaliti za pozornost. Pri v petek podpisanem dogovoru v resnici ne gre za mirovni sporazum, temveč besedilo govori o parafiranju mirovnega sporazuma v angleščini initialing. To je formalna potrditev, da so pogajanja o dosedaj vpisanih točkah sporazuma zaključena. O večjem delu besedila parafiranega mirovnega sporazuma sta se obe strani sicer dogovorili marca brez posrednikov. Na podpis ta končni sporazum še čaka. Kaj so Pašinjan, Alijev in Trump v petek podpisali, podrobneje razloži Claire Natol, novinarka portala s fokusom na vzhodni Evropi, BNE in Telenews.
On August the 8th at the White House summit in Washington, the president of Azerbaijan and the prime minister of Armenia initialed the a peace accord, which was a 17-point document, and that included some key points such as the mutual recognition of each other's borders, and also crucially saying that neither side will has or will raise territorial claims against the other. So that was initialed rather than signed, meaning that there will actually continue to be negotiations on that. I mean, it seems that there's a commitment to, you know, there's a commitment on both sides to the points in the document, but they will, as far as I understand, I don't know exactly the details, they will still need some discussion on certain points. And then with a view to then formally signing and ratifying it in both countries. There were some other documents that were signed, such as the memorandums with both sides' memorandums with the US. But obviously the key one is the peace accord.
Besedilo marca sestavljenega mirovnega sporazuma sta vladi Armenije in Azerbajdžana po ceremoniji v Beli hiši javno objavili. Sporazum vključuje medsebojno priznavanje ozemeljske integritete in začetek postopka natančne razmejitve med državama na podlagi meje med nekdanjima sovjetskima republikama Azerbajdžan in Armenija. S tem Armenija priznava azerbajdžansko oblast nad ozemljem nekdaj večinsko armenskega Gorskega Karabaha, ki je bil del Sovjetske republike Azerbajdžan. Po razpadu Sovjetske zveze pa se je od Azerbajdžana odcepil kot republika Arcah. Armensko prebivalstvo je iz Karabaha po azerbajdžanski zasedbi pred slabima dvema letoma zbežalo, o možnosti vrnitve pa sporazum ne govori. Poleg tega sporazum predvideva odhod vseh sil tretjih držav z obmejnega območja. Teh na azerbajdžanski strani meje ni. Armensko stran pa so pred azerbajdžanskim udorom ščitili ruski vojaki in opazovalci iz držav Evropske unije. Vladi Armenije in Azerbajdžana sta na Organizacijo za varnost in sodelovanje v Evropi naslovili skupno prošnjo za razpust Minske skupine. S tem je armenska vlada ugodila enemu od dveh azerbajdžanskih pogojev za dokončen podpis mirovnega sporazuma, na katera marca odgovor ni bil znan. Drugi azerbajdžanski zahtevi po spremembi armenske ustave tako, da v njej ni členov, ki bi jih bilo mogoče interpretirati kot ozemeljske zahteve. Armenska vlada glede na objavljeno besedilo še ni ugodila. Kot ocenjuje Natol, bo iz notranje političnih razlogov premije Pašinjan to težko dosegel.
From people I've talked to, on the Azerbaijani side, they're very happy with the agreement as it is currently set out. On the Armenian side, it's much trickier. I mean, in the days after the announcement, there's been a lot of backlash within Armenia. There was one poll that showed that most Armenians aren't confident this is going to lead to a lasting peace. There's the opposition Republican Party of Armenia issued a strongly worded statement criticizing the government and the Trump administration for essentially forcing Armenia into what they say are unreasonable concessions to Azerbaijan. And there's quite a few other Armenian figures who have criticized it. Obviously, Armenia went into this in a much weaker position than Azerbaijan. I mean, historically, there'd been the frozen conflict and they were fairly balanced in terms of military capacities. But in recent years, Azerbaijan has really bolstered its military, and that's allowed it to take back Nagorno-Karabakh and other territories. And as I understand it, the big fear in Armenia is that Azerbaijan they're not only unhappy with what Armenia has already taken back, which most of which was its own under international law, but they also fear that the Azerbaijani side will make further demands, and the changes to the constitution will be very hard for Nikol Pashinyan and his government to persuade the people to accept.
Za Armenijo ugodnejši kompromis je Trumpova cesta mednarodnega miru in razcveta pod nadzorom Združenih držav kot tretje strani. Odprtje koridorja preko armenskega ozemlja do azerbajdžanskega Načihevana je bila zahteva azerbajdžanske vlade.
That was a demand made by Azerbaijan as part of the negotiations, but previously, although called then the Zanzibar Corridor, it's now been renamed the TRIP, but essentially it is the same route across Armenia. So the key difference there is that it will, the fear on the Armenian part was of having it sort of under Azerbaijani control, and that's now going to be, and that's now not going to be the case. And it does say that Armenia will retain full sovereignty over any new route. So that is something that the Armenian government can reassure the public about, that it's not actually losing control of its territory. It's hosting the route. And I'm assuming that the Armenian side would prefer not to have the route across its territory. But if this deal leads to a normalization of relations between the two sides, then it should be beneficial to Armenia as well as Azerbaijan to be part of this international trade route. So that does seem to be an aspect where they've reached an agreement that hopefully will be acceptable to both sides. I mean, I think that's the most important, probably the most important part of it. Obviously, you know, there are other clauses that the different sides have pushed for. So I think that's probably the key one where they have managed to reach a compromise between the two sides.
Kakšne koristi lahko od razvoja koridorja pričakujejo v Združenih državah, pojasni Natol.
It clearly establishes the US in the region in a way it just hasn't been before, because there will obviously be the US involvement in the corridor. I mean, I don't actually know the details on that, but I'm assuming there will be opportunities for US companies to become involved there. There probably will be chances for them in when it comes to construction of, you know, and reconstruction of the route. I assume the governments will be favorably inclined to do that. I don't know exactly what's been agreed on that, but it seems likely. And then, of course, it just in a region that's historically been dominated by Russia and also by Iran, both of which the U.S. has this historic rivalry with, it really gives the U.S. a prime position in the South Caucasus. And I think probably the biggest gain is in geopolitical terms for the U.S.
Svetovalec iranskega ajatole Alija Hameneja Ali Akbar Velayati je sporočil, da veljavnosti dogovora o ameriškem nadzoru nekdanjega Zangezurskega koridorja ne bodo priznali. Pri tem se sklicujejo na možnost, da bi Združene države Trumpovo cesto ob meji z Iranom uporabljale za vojaški transport. Potencialne nevšečnosti Trumpove ceste mednarodnega miru in razcveta za Iran komentira sogovorka.
I don't see anything in the document that indicates there's an immediate threat to Iran. I mean, it doesn't say anything about, say, U.S. bases in the region or a big U.S. military presence or anything of that sort, which I assume would be very alarming to Iran. I think Iran stands to lose economically because historically that has been when people were finding detours across to get around closed borders, that meant that Iran had seen trade transiting its territory, and a better relationship between Armenia and Azerbaijan, and a transit corridor across Armenia from Azerbaijan effectively to Turkey would make any Iranian routes less important. So I think that would be the main way that it would damage Iran. I suppose in the longer term, if the US did have a closer relationship with Armenia and with Azerbaijan, there might be issues in the future for Iran. But I don't see any immediate threat to Iran from the agreement, except in an economic sense and in a sort of just in the sense of an increased US presence in the region. I've talked to a few people from the broader region, and it seems like aside from Iran and Russia, assuming this route does go ahead and, you know, the peace process continues and we proceed from initialing to signing and ratifying, it does sound like people in countries from, say, Kazakhstan, Georgia, Turkey are very excited about this new route and in terms of a much a more efficient trading route across the region, which obviously has become more important since Russia's invasion of Ukraine has made it harder to use certain routes.
Armenija je tako še korak bližje k priznanju poraza v vojni z Azerbajdžanom. Ameriški predsednik Donald Trump pa je dobil svojo cesto. Siva pot je k miru in razcvetu vodila Mateja.
Tu življenje skriva svoj zaklad, stara si kot sonce.
Ona igra, vrti se kot igra.